it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Janice Stepp, who is the CEO of Nacha. Jan, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome, Karen. Good to be with you.
I'm excited that we are going to be talking about the countdown to same-day ACH, which is really getting closer and closer by the day. It's something I know you've been hard at work on for the last year plus. So my first question is, what's the impact to the industry, just so that we all understand the significance of that day?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I think the same-day ACH initiative has been one where the industry really has rallied together. Same-day ACH will create a new option for same-day clearing and settlement of ACH payments between all the banks and credit unions throughout the United States. So under this new same-day ACH rule, there will be two new same-day settlement windows added to the ACH network, which really increases the movement of funds between all FIs from what was just once every day to now three times a day. To help the industry with the transition to this faster payments environment, same-day ACH will be implemented in phases. And as you said, the first phase will launch in September, and ACH credit transactions will be eligible for same-day at that time. So what really makes this initiative transformative is that it provides for what we call ubiquity. And that is really the absolute certainty that your payment can get to someone else on the same day, electronically, regardless of where they bank. So with same-day ACH, a payment can be sent to and received by any bank account in the United States, because all financial institutions will be required to receive same-day ACH transactions. And that really provides tremendous value for all the users of the ACH network.
It absolutely does, and ubiquity is so necessary, but really very hard to achieve. You've done a tremendous job in driving toward that goal. So my question as a follow-up is the industry ready?
Yeah, the short answer, Karen, is that yes, they are ready. According to surveys that we've recently conducted of the nation's top financial institutions, we really are on target to offer same-day ACH payments as of September 23rd. With respect to banks and credit unions that help their customers originate ACH payments, we found that 95% of those originating FIs surveyed have said that they're going to offer their clients same-day ACH origination services by the end of this calendar year. And of those, 100% are planning to offer same-day payroll payments and 95% business-to-business payments, in addition to services for things like expedited bill payment or person-to-person payments. But really, when you talk about readiness, it's on the receiving financial institution side, as I talked about a minute ago, because everybody has to receive, and clearly the indication is that everyone is going to be ready to receive. But in addition to that, we've done some surveys on when will financial institutions make the funds available to their clients, and 71% will provide them by 5 p.m., which is actually a requirement that doesn't exist for a couple years. So it's 18 months ahead of schedule, and most will post by window, which means as they get the files in each of the three times per day, they'll make the funds available as soon as they can. So I think, again, that will provide great value to the industry.
That's amazing progress, and I know how hard it is to get, 14,000 or so financial institutions all moving in the same direction by a date certain. It's a incredible progress. But you made a point about receiving banks and credit unions have to be able to receive. So what are they doing, or should they be doing, to prepare for same-day ACH?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's one of talking about it internally and then really requesting support from their vendors and processors. So since the receiving side has a mandate to receive, there's some really basic things, such as making sure that they understand the schedules for the mandatory receipt of same day. Determine then when they want to post those transactions to the end user account, because there's flexibility as to when they can do that and when they want to make the funds available. They absolutely have to post those transactions to show they are effective during the day that they were received. But the exact timing of that, they may really want to talk about internally. From a reporting standpoint, especially for their corporate clients and treasury management, they should look at the reports and determine if they have extra headers that they want to include to provide more information about those received same day. And certainly online banking systems for their consumers are also part of what they should consider for ACH integration.
What about the originating side? What are some of the things that you've heard FIs do in order to take advantage of this opportunity?
Yeah, and I think this is the fun part of thinking about new capabilities that are really supported across the industry. Because as I mentioned earlier, origination is an option for financial institutions. Mm-hmm. And so they are having internal discussions right now about how to meet current needs of their various customers, be they consumers or businesses. But many financial institutions are also looking at how they can create some new innovative services to meet the changing demands in the industry. So they need to understand how same-day ACH is available for virtually any payment, although it is not applicable to international ACH or for those larger transactions over $25,000. But one of the key things is to think about the payment and the information moving together. And I think providing that benefit of straight-through processing with the potential to receive not only the payment, but the information and then post it directly to an account without human intervention is really one of those key places where doing that on the same day can provide tremendous value to the industry. So bottom line, all financial institutions should be thinking about origination, which customers and which type of ACH transactions to support, and then again, reviewing their reports, their online interfaces, and certainly, last but not least, talking to their vendors and processors about the support that they require.
And I'm sure that they've talked to you a lot, too, about the kinds of things that they need to be thinking about and preparing for. What kinds of tools and resources do you provide banks and credit unions?
Yeah, we have spent a lot of time, Karen, over the last year, not only developing information for banks and credit unions, but also for their customers. We've really tried to make education and information available in a tiered format. So very techie information for those who need to implement, but information that is oriented towards the end user and easy to understand where that may be applicable and can be used by a bank or credit union to help inform their customers. So the material that we've created comes in the form of white papers, webinars, toolkits, other resources. It can all be found on the NACHA website, where we have a unique same-day ACH resource center labeled www.nacha.org, same-day ACH. So people can find a lot of information there. The most recent resource toolkit that we developed was one for businesses. And again, just to give you an example, that is written in layman's terms, providing basic information for corporate payables and receivables and payroll teams. So financial institutions can use that to share with their customers and again, help them understand how they might value and create new offerings as the service becomes available now in September.
Well, Jan, this was a great overview of the kinds of things that you have been doing to get the financial services industry prepared for this. And I thank you for all of your great insight. I'm looking forward to our next conversation, which will dig into some of the use cases that the FIs and credit unions are exploring as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.